Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We're live on Money FM 89.3. We are bracing for a historic week ahead. We've seen an aggressive sell-off, the Fed slashing U.S. interest rates to near zero, launching a $700 billion QE program and cutting rates by 100 basis points. Within the last week, oil prices fell, the virus has been declared an international pandemic, and stocks across the world have fallen. We're also seeing economic shutdowns and lockdowns across a range of countries. Singapore's shares fell 2.8% at the open this morning. Is the worst over? How does one invest in a crisis? We're going to find out with Wilfred Lim, Executive Director of BMFA Wealth Management, and Adrian Chia joining us, Executive Director of BMFA Wealth Management. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Michelle.
Good to
morning,
have
Michelle.
You
Michelle. Thank you for having us on.
Great to speak with you both. All right, so big opening question. Lots of listeners want to know, how do you see COVID-19 having impacting markets?
Well, maybe let me just jump in first, Michelle.
Sure.
Well, COVID-19, I guess we can look at it from two perspectives. One from the economic impact and the other from the social impact. Mm-hmm. So the economic impact, probably driven by a free market, this has got to be the black swan event that, you know, as sophisticated as our financial system is today, we couldn't have anticipated this. Mm-hmm. So as we speak, you know, markets are still in bear territory, extremely volatile movements over the past 3 weeks, magnitude and intensity of movements not seen since 1987 and 2008. So the U.S. Fed was supposed to meet in the middle of this week for a coordinated response on the interest rates. I guess probably they could not stomach another few days of volatility.
Yeah.
So the second emergency rate cut to near zero, initiating QE again through debt purchases to inject $700 billion of cash into the market. Also, cutting the bank's reserve requirement ratio to zero, that actually frees up $4 trillion built up in reserves since the GFC. All these in the hope of propping up the market and trying to stoke business activity and personal consumption. But as we've all seen from the first emergency cut, investors didn't seem very convinced. You know, it looks like this latest measure is not going to be any different, because as we speak, futures are already taking a 1,000-point hit. And most definitely, we are looking at another sell-off when the U.S. markets open tonight. Broadly speaking, over the past couple of weeks, we've seen flows of about $140 billion into cash and cash assets. Global GDP is expected to take a hit of at least 1.5%. U.S. and Eurozone economies are expected to shrink by 2 to 4% in the first half of this year. In terms of the sectors, tourism, obviously, hardest hit. Mm. Airlines and cruise ships are idle from almost non-existent travel. No bookings at hotels. Instead, they are being converted to temporary hospitals. You don't see gaming tables occupied at casinos. Mm. Closures of theme parks. No Disneyland for the kids this year. Disruptions to global supply chains. Businesses that are labor-intensive are heavily affected. All companies around the world painting a very bleak picture with downward revisions of revenue projections. Now, at the start of the year, analysts actually expected a V-shaped market characterized by a quarter one slowdown and then quickly moving to a Q2 recovery. But honestly, we see an elongated U-shaped market instead, with the uptick happening only after we see some semblance of the virus being controlled. Now, having said that, we now move to the social impact of the virus that's predominantly driven by government directives. You see, through the past week, border closures happening all across the world, travel restrictions, you know, a lot of countries taking draconian measures to safeguard themselves. Businesses have shutting down. Only pharmacies and grocery stores are allowed to operate. Public movement is limited. You know, they are trying to deter the spread of the virus by discouraging people from commuting. Closures of offices and schools, you know, parents having to take time off to care for their children, that results in lost productivity for companies. Suspension and cancellation of large-scale events like festivals, concerts, sports, and even weddings. You know, they're trying to prevent social interaction. It started from numbers of 5,000, it went to 1,000, to 500, to 250, and now this morning, 50. So these factors, the isolation of countries, separation of communities, social distancing, it's a confluence of all these factors that actually runs counterintuitive to how the world has been tuned to drive economic growth, prosperity, and financial stability. So as a result, when we put two of these together, what's going to happen? We are seeing a paradigm shift for economies. institutions and individuals. It's going to change forever the way that we work and live.
Great insights. Great insights. That's Adrian Chia, Executive Director of BMFA Wealth Management. Wilfred, let's get you in the discussion. How do you see, nobody has a crystal ball, but what are your thoughts on the virus impacting the markets in the coming future?
Oh, well, I think it's a matter of fight or flight now. Mm-hmm. There's excessive fear in the markets, complete breakdown of trust. We also see a lot of irresponsible, irrational behavior coming out. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what the governments are trying to do, humans are, you know, a creature of habit. So just looking at the past videos over the past few weeks, you see all the ministers, government officials, when they're giving speeches, they're touching their faces, right. You know, right. All the while. And when you look at pictures of Wall Street, you see traders, they have their hands in their faces in their hands all the time. So I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon. To me, it's a fight between the prisoner's dilemma and Pascal's wager. So what I'm trying to say is that people will have major trust issues. You see people hoarding. For now, it's toilet paper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sooner or later, we're going to wise up and start hoarding water, supplies, rice, and all that. And we're not going to have faith in the system.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen, and hopefully calm prevails. In terms of the markets, though, I think a U-shaped recovery was mentioned. I wonder if either of you can elaborate on what that means and what that hinges on.
Go for it.
It's going to take a while. Whatever the Fed is throwing at the markets mm-hmm. now, there's a huge influx of currency. So people are not going to spend whatever fiscal and monetary stimulus that are out there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's more concerned about their own livelihood now.
Indeed.
So, in the next few weeks or months, we're going to take a look at the GDP numbers across the different countries as well as corporate earnings. We'll have to see, even with the revised numbers, it may be worse than expected.
All right. All investors listening into this program want to know what to do next. So let's talk a little bit about safe haven assets. Have we seen those appreciate in these volatile times?
Yeah, I think the bond market has been overcrowded. For the past 1 or 2 years, in fact. Mm. Everyone has been going into bonds as a safe haven asset. But the bond market is starting to segregate itself. We got to take a look at the investment grade market as well as the junk bond market. The high yield bond market has been overcrowded for the longest time because there's this misconception that they are safer than the equities market. But that's not the case. They're dropping like bricks now, almost, you know, in correlation to equities at this point in time.
All right. So the big question is, should investors be participating at all in this market? Wilfred?
Well, of course, as biased as it may sound, I think that we should always stay invested. There's this big misconception in investing that it's either all equities or all cash, or maybe some into bonds, right? But there are also different asset classes available out there. We have gold and other alternative instruments that we can look at. Gold, of course, is taking a major hit right now. But if we look at the news, it's mainly because of margin calls. People are selling whatever they're making in gold to cover their margin calls in equities. Mm-hmm. We also see deflation coming in as investors hoard cash and stop their spending, stop their activities. You know, gold prices may come off a little bit, but long-term-wise, I'm still a gold bug because, you know, there's a lot of money that's pumped into the system, and it's going to cause inflation after this virus has gone through.
All right. You know, I just heard a new acronym this morning that traders have come up with, a new stock acronym, guys, for this corona-fueled panic. It's called DAWN, D-A-W-N, because people are staying in. So traders are saying the strategy is D for Domino's Pizza, Activision for video games, W for Walmart, and N for Netflix, stocks that people, you know, tend to buy when dips like this happen and plenty of people stay home. What do you think?
Oh, well, we're definitely bullish on the tech names. I've been bullish on the video gaming names for the longest time. Activision was one of the stocks we were looking at. So, yes, definitely. But we got to remember that this is a time of fight or flight. Most investors will not be looking at individual stocks at this point in time. They'll be looking to hold on to their cash. So we have to be very selective with our timing and our risk management.
Okay. Do you have any advice for investors listening in who want to learn to differentiate which to buy, which to avoid during such unpredictable times?
Well, I would say the first step is to take a deep breath and know what you are trying to do. I've been telling my clients to, you know, this is the time. It's more important than ever to differentiate whether you're going in for a short-term trade, whether you're trying to you know, profit from this in the medium term when there's a quick rebound, or are you looking for long-term investments for like 5 to 10 years down the road?
Great, great advice there. Wilfred Lim, Executive Director of BMFA Wealth Management, and Adrian Chia, Executive Director of BMFA Wealth Management, are both my guests this morning in Money and Me. So where are the opportunities for investors, gentlemen?
Well, we're looking at gold at this point in time, precious metals, and also some alternative strategies like life settlement that's pretty new to the Asian market. And we're also looking at very selective investment-grade bonds out there.
What is life settlement?
So life settlement, it's actually a product, a fund that buys into insurance policies of older people. So for the older people that have bought policies a long time ago, right now their dependents don't need the sum assured that they will pay out when they pass on. They can actually sell it to these secondary market you know, insurance policies, and when they pass on, the death benefit actually goes to the funds and investors that bought over their policies.
All right. So we saw Singapore shares falling 2.8% this morning. We're in bear market territory. How long do you think this is going to last?
Wow, this is anybody's guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of analysts can only base scenarios based on past experiences, and we can all see that this is very different from SARS. SARS back then, you know, has a very high mortality rate but much lower transmission rate, and also this originated from China. So back then when SARS happened, China was only about 8.7% of the world's GDP. Right now they're close to 20% of the world's GDP. And you couldn't ask for a better perfect storm for it to happen right before the Lunar New Year, where there's a mass migration, everybody moves back to China and then spreads out from China again. And also during that period, everybody's shaking hands. So, you know, hopefully whatever contagion measures that the global governments are putting in place will slow down the spread. But I think this is going to last towards, you know, at least the end of the year.
All right. We're seeing a flooding of liquidity. But gentlemen, in your opinion, what are the greatest challenges that the world economy faces right now?
So I think there's some things that there are still question marks at this juncture. Some of the things that we can look out for to better navigate through this volatility is, you know, near term, you know, we saw the Fed coming in with a second emergency cut just last night. But there's a meeting that's scheduled for the middle of this week. So is it on or is it off? And if it's on, what are they going to say? You know, rates are already near zero. I don't think the U.S. will go to a negative interest rate environment like Europe and in Japan. So what's going to happen? What are they going to say on the meeting if it happens at all? we also mentioned earlier that moving forward in April, you know, when we see quarter one corporate earnings come in for this year, we look at the GDP numbers for the whole of this year, that's going to give us a lot more clarity on COVID-19's impact on businesses and the economies as well. And then amongst all this, we kind of forgot about the trade deal between US and China.
Right.
Yeah, have the terms been fulfilled? You know, what's going to happen? Has either party, you know, bought what they need to buy and whatnot? So, you know, tensions could resurface after the worst of COVID-19 blows over. Further out, you know, we also have to keep an eye on the U.S. presidential elections in November. That could potentially pose some risks to the market. Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders? You know, some are calling for a Biden presidency, who's a Democrat, and then a Republican Senate, so that, you know, Trump's tax regime is kept intact, because that has helped prop up the market the past couple of years. Also, oil prices, you know, with the oil price war stemming from unkept production from Russia and China starting next month, it's no holds barred, you know, every Russia and Saudi Arabia are going to start ramping up production to try and garner a lot of market share, such that when the tide turns, they are there to profit. So, however, if we see that an agreement comes between Russia and Saudi Arabia to cut production, if it does materialize, then we can see some relief in the markets. But honestly, at this current juncture, the most important catalyst for the market to start turning upwards for any sustainable period of time is when there's evidence of global control of COVID-19 via effective testing, you know, early treatment, and ultimately a vaccine needs to come about. That will ultimately give confidence to people's health, and then you will kind of stoke consumption again.
So it's case numbers and the discovery of a vaccine
yes.
that recovery is hinging on, really.
Yes, yes.
Investors want to know, is it analysis, is it ratios, what should they be looking out for? What is your message, gentlemen, for investors on managing the market situation currently?
Well, right now, yeah, ratios is one of them. So PE ratios for your companies out there, also PB ratios and dividend yields for the bonds. But I think what's more important is your asset allocation at this point in time. Like I said, it shouldn't be all in equities or you know, all out cash. Yeah, so we should be looking more into investment-grade bonds, gold, and other alternative strategies.
Great talking to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us, both executive directors of BMFA Wealth Management. You just heard from Wilfred Lim and Adrian Chia with me here on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.